During the research of this report, less than 1 year ago, I spent several days within the forest authority of Papua New Guinea in Port Moresby, and I met different officials there. And actually, it's really interesting to hear the reaction of the minister, because I met with the head of the marketing branch, the part of the forest authority, which endorses the prices of logs that are declared by exporters. And this person declared that, because I was asking why is it that in 2014 the PNG tropical timber is $200 less expensive than all of the exporters. And the person just could not explain the reason, but could say it's a too sensitive issue to comment on. And that was really what I heard from the forest authority, that there were discrepancies, but they were very sensitive issues to comment on.
It seems rather curious then that if the minister and the authority were open to talking to you a year ago as you prepared this report, that and now they've hit back saying, first of all, the communication never took place, and they're disputing the findings, and yet they were involved in the process.
They were completely involved, and actually, I'm afraid the minister didn't really read the report, because from what I've seen of the interview he put out, we agree on all the figures he mentions. And yes, it is in our report that Papua New Guinea became the first exporter of tropical timber in 2014 with 3.8 million cubic meters. And it is also in our report that the logging industry does pay every year an average of 80 million in taxes, in export taxes on the timber. What we are showing and what the minister doesn't comment on is the logging companies don't make any profits. And this is really puzzling when you see that for decades the logging companies involved in Papua New Guinea declare they don't make any profits, so they don't pay any income tax on their operations because they claim to be working at loss. And the minister failed to address this issue. How come all this industry is working at loss?
There seems to be a difference of opinion based on what you're saying and what the government says about exactly how many logs are going out of the country. There's a difference between 3.8 million cubic meters of logs, which is what the government says was a high in 2014, and your report points to 5 million cubic meters, a 1.2 million difference. Can you explain that?
No, that's why I'm saying the minister should read the report. We never say 5 million, we say 3.8 million, which is the exact same figure that the minister is using. So, I can reiterate that our data are the same, except that the minister failed to take into account some of the other findings that we've mentioned, including around the logging industry working at a loss. But the data we give, the 3.8 million cubic meter, is the same that what the minister gives, which is the official data for PNG that we have used.
So, to use the expression from Alice in Wonderland, I mean, this gets curiouser and curiouser, because on the one hand we have a minister saying you never spoke to him, and plainly you did. I presume it's a matter of record. He's pointing to figures which you say are not in the report in the first place. I mean, is this, do you think, perhaps just a lapse of concentration on the minister's part, and maybe, as you suggest, he just needs to go back and read the report more thoroughly?
There might be a lack of concentration, but what we know also from the past and the different reports that have been published around the forest industry and the way the world logging activity operates in the country, I'm afraid there's a case of willful blindness for the minister who has failed in the recent years to take into account what the Commission of Inquiry has said, what different reports, including our previous report in 2013, has said about all the flaws and the issues people have with the logging operations in Papua New Guinea, and today just denying facts which are actually the same facts as he has in his own hands, is again, I'm afraid, a sign of, yeah, maybe lack of concentration is a good polite word to say that, but I'm afraid there's urgency for the Minister of Forestry to open his eyes and see what is happening in his sector.
On the point that you make regarding financial misreporting by foreign logging companies, the minister has responded by saying the government is able to monitor log exports through the international verification company SGS. He also insists that logging companies do pay export duties. So how does that statement factor in with your report on this question of misreporting?
Yeah, that's a very good point, because everybody agrees that SGS is doing a good job at monitoring the varieties of timber that are exported and the quantities. But who is in charge of endorsing the prices for the logs that are declared by the logging companies? It's not SGS. It is the Forest Authority. It is the Minister of Forestry who is endorsing the prices declared by all the logging companies. And this is the persons I've met who were in charge of doing that in the marketing branch of the Forest Authority in Port Moresby. Unfortunately, what we see is the widening gap between when you compare the price of Papua New Guinea and the price of other exporters. And as I said, basically Papua New Guinea is 50% cheaper than the rest of the world when you talk about exporting tropical timber. And given that the industry is working at a loss according to their financial records, it is very legitimate to wonder whether there's any transfer pricing happening here when the country is very cheap on its exports and the logging industry work at a loss. And again, the minister seemed to have missed this part in our report.